A Salvadoran migrant who was in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody in New Jersey died following a medical emergency over the weekend. Edwin Lopez Cornejo had been detained at the Delaney Hall Detention Facility in Newark, and that's according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill says she was deeply disturbed by the death, and her administration is working with the state's congressional delegation to gather all the facts. The family, who said the 39-year-old had been living in the U.S. for over 20 years, is demanding justice. Jury duty in Philadelphia has gone high-tech. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Philadelphia Jury Commissioner Patrick Martin says prospective jurors will now receive a postcard with a QR code instead of the traditional juror questionnaire. He says people are tech-savvy enough to deal with the change.
It's probably long overdue if you think about it. You know, my mother-in-law is sending me TikToks. So there was concern that there's a generation out there that might not be able to handle this, and I disagree. I don't think we're there anymore.
Martin says beyond making it easier to notify jurors that they don't have to come via email, it's also more cost-effective.
I expect us to save approximately $250,000 a year in postage alone with total correspondence from start to finish with the juror.
For potential jurors who aren't so tech-savvy, he says there are people who answer the phone in the jury commissioner's office to assist them in filling out the questionnaire. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Control of Pennsylvania's state legislature could come down to just a handful of races this November, with major consequences for Governor Shapiro's agenda. While Democrats hold the House by a razor-thin margin, they are hoping to take back the state Senate, which Republicans have controlled for nearly five decades. Political scientist Burwood Yost says unified Democratic control in Harrisburg could open the door to policies they have pushed for years.
It would be a whole new world from a policy standpoint for Democrats to control all those levers of power, because there are things that are never discussed that now might be. I think about how many people favor, say, increased minimum wage. That's dead in the Senate, has been.
Democrats need to flip three Senate districts to gain full control of the legislature, and there are at least that many vulnerable seats in suburban Philadelphia. In sports, the Phils over the Nationals 6-3 last night. The Phils came back to life in the seventh with a grand slam homer from Derek Hill. Tonight is game two of the four-game set in Washington. Also, Bryce Harper is moving to right field from first base following the team's acquisition of Luis Arraez, an infielder from the Giants. The Phils also just acquired Giants righty Caleb Killian and lefty Brooks Raley from the Mets. A mix of clouds and sun for us. We'll get up to 88 today. This is 90.9 FM.